My guest at this time is Indiana Republican Congressman and Dr. Larry Buchan. He is in his first term from the 8th District in the Hoosier State, and his previous career was a cardiothoracic surgeon. We want to get his insights as a member of Congress and, of course, as a member of the medical community in response to Thursday's Supreme Court decision on the president's health care plan. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for having me on.
Let's just get your initial reaction. First of all, a 5-4 decision. Most expected that margin, not necessarily which justices would be on each side. What do you make of the fact that the court ultimately decided that in two ways this is unconstitutional, but in one way, the tax purview of Congress, it is constitutional and therefore it lives?
Well, I was a little bit surprised and disappointed by the ruling, but let me tell you, the Supreme Court has made their decision and now we need to move forward. What they did say is that, in contrast to what President Obama has said, is that Obamacare is a massive tax increase on the American people. And we knew that, and now the Supreme Court has confirmed it. Justice Roberts said, and I paraphrase from the bench, that it's not the court's job to, make political decisions. It's the court's job to decide on the basis of the law. And the fact of the matter is that Obamacare is bad for the American people. This doesn't change that, and it only brings more resolve to me and to the House Republicans and Senate Republicans, as well as Governor Romney, to repeal this law if we can win the election in November. The American people are going to have to make a decision.
How big of an issue do you think this will be come November?
I think it's going to be one of the biggest issues. I think that, of course, the main issue is going to be the economy and jobs, but I do think it'll be the second or third biggest issue that the American people have to decide. Listen, the Obamacare bill is directly connected to jobs. Because a lot of small businesses and other businesses are telling me in my district that they're just not going to expand, they're not going to create new businesses with the uncertainty of what's going to happen on the healthcare side. They can't get past the uncertainty.
Let's talk about your old profession. Maybe you are still practicing to some extent, I don't know. But in terms of the medical community, assuming that this goes in full freight a year and a half from now, and I know you just talked about how Republicans, if the election goes well, can do something about that. But if you can't, what's life going to be like for the medical community?
Well, let me tell you, the health care bill is a near government takeover of health care. And the downside for medical practitioners is, first of all, it doesn't contain the costs for the American citizens, so and it doesn't insure everybody, in contrast to what people want to say. So there's still going to be about 15 million people uninsured, and the ones that are, the costs are going to go up. And the president's plan is to continue to slash reimbursement to providers, including hospitals and physicians, physical therapists, and others, to the point where, especially in the Medicare program, which is slashed by over $500 billion in Obamacare, patients are going to have access problems to the healthcare system. The thing that I think I want your listeners to understand is having insurance and having access to healthcare are not the same thing. And the fact of the matter is right now, even the uninsured in our country have access to healthcare. Of course, it is through the emergency rooms. So providing health insurance coverage hopefully will help somewhat in that area. But the fact of the matter is, the more you cut from Medicare and the more the cost of health insurance goes up, the less and less physicians are going to be able to stay in practice. And we're going to have shortages. We're going to have waiting lines for patients. Hopefully, we're not going to ultimately have to ration health care based on the expense. So it's pretty detrimental in my view.
Talking with Indiana Congressman Larry Buchan, and Congressman, one of the other things the court ruled on today was the Medicaid expansion, which they said was constitutional, but states could opt out and the federal government couldn't punish them for it. So if the federal government mandates that you and your colleagues provide this coverage, but your state doesn't want any part of expanding Medicaid, what happens then?
Well, the court struck down the fact that the federal government could then withdraw Medicaid funds that the state is already getting. What they found that part unconstitutional. Let me tell you, the expansion of Medicaid is a disaster for the states because if you accept it, because the federal government subsidy to help the states pay for it is going to slowly go away, and states are going to be left holding the bag with a dramatic increase in expenses. In my state, it's estimated possibly 500,000 people might be added to Medicaid at a cost potentially of $3.6 billion a year. Where are states going to find that kind of money? And this is a federal mandated program, and they're going to back away from helping the states fund it. So, of course, from a physician standpoint, I want everyone to have access to affordable health care. But expanding the Medicaid program, mandating that to the states is not the way to go.
And so will that mean that if states don't participate, that folks will get turned away? It sounds like you think that it'll be better for those states that they don't have that huge burden on them. But what will it mean for your options as a caregiver and as for those as a patient?
Well, it's not going to help that the people that that don't have health insurance, that it doesn't solve their problem, because it doesn't decrease the cost of health care and making health insurance more affordable. The fact of the matter is that Medicaid is not good health insurance in the first place in most states, because it doesn't pay hospitals, physicians, and other medical practitioners even enough to cover the cost of taking care of the patient. So more and more physicians are opting out of Medicaid, and soon they'll be opting out of Medicare with the cuts Obamacare makes to the program. So it doesn't solve my constituents that don't have insurance. It doesn't solve their problem, because it doesn't bring the cost down. It doesn't make it more affordable.
And soon it sounds like access will be very hard to come by as
well. I think access is a huge issue. And like I said, again, having a card in your pocket that says you have Medicaid or potentially even Medicare doesn't guarantee you access to health care providers going forward if those programs continue to struggle. And these patients will be relegated to going to the emergency rooms, which is, as you know, very costly. And ultimately, the federal government, is based on the cost, is going to have to ration what it pays for, because we don't have enough money to cover these programs going forward if the cost of health care doesn't go down. Obamacare does not bring down the cost of health care.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. We know you've got a busy day on the Hill. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
You're welcome. It's great to be with you.
Anytime. Thank you, sir. Indiana Republican Congressman and a longtime surgeon, Larry Buchan, represents Indiana's 8th Congressional District. I'm Greg Karumas, reporting for Radio America.